The face of hunger may surprise some people. It's not confined to a small pocket of society or limited to just the homeless and poverty-stricken. It's working professionals, those who've recently lost their jobs, parents, and very often children and grandparents. Nearly 50% of food bank clients in Larimer County are under the age of 18 or senior citizens.
Most of my money goes for utilities and rent and stuff like that.
Living?
Yeah. Because Social Security, they ain't given a raise for about 3 years now, and they won't give one this year either.
Senior Paul East has been using the food bank for several years. If it wasn't for the service, he says he'd have no way to consistently get something to eat. It's an all-too-familiar story for Executive Director Amy Pisani.
These are folks who their situation, unfortunately, is not going to improve, and we expect that as baby boomers retire, we're going to see more of that demographic needing food assistance.
The food bank for Larimer County operates three programs: FoodLink, which provides food to nonprofit agencies such as Catholic Charities of Northern Colorado; Kids Cafe, an after-school and summer meal program for low-income kids; and FoodShare. The latter, says Pisani, is what comes to mind when most people think about a food bank.
In a typical day, we sign up anywhere from 10 to 50 new households that have never been here before. And in a typical day, we will see at least 600 to 700 people come through the door.
Also on a typical day, a line spilling out the door continues for hours. Standing in line this week was Mark Beardsley, a young Fort Collins man who is unemployed and trying to keep his head above water.
It's really helpful because we have a lot of kids at home who need food, and we don't have the money, you know, to buy food. And the food pantry is the alternative to starving.
Inside the food pantry, William Overman is sifting through red peppers to go along with the pita bread and other produce he's gotten.
I've been living in Fort Collins for a number of years and been living off minimum wage. And I can say it's invaluable when you really can't afford to scrape together your rent money every month,
let alone find money for food. Amy Pisani says the numbers of clients have steadily increased since the recession began. Before September 2008, she says there was a 7% to 10% year-to-year growth in clients, but the need climbed nearly 50% in the months following.
We've also seen the number of times that a client comes for food increase. So in 2008, on average, our clients used us two times each month. Now, our clients on average use us three times each month.
While many nonprofits struggled to keep up with increased need, Pisani says the food bank actually fared pretty well and has been able to keep up with demand so far, thanks in large part to the community.
We're still highly dependent on donated food. And last year, we distributed nearly 8 million pounds of food. Over 80% of that food would have been in area or national landfills if it weren't for us recovering and distributing it.
And while the U.S. is technically in recovery mode, Pisani says continuing economic uncertainty means there's no end to ongoing need. That's why the food bank for Larimer County is opening a new food share facility next week. Through that, an additional 10,000 pounds of food will be distributed each month. But the growing need for food assistance isn't limited to Larimer County. The situation is similar at the Weld Food Bank and others across the state and nation. For KUNC, I'm Deanna Garcia.